you for calling the customer support. My name is Secret. May I please have the zip code to look at the account?
Hi, Secret. My name is Elna. I'm a cloud account specialist here with Capital One. We have a customer of ours on the line as well, so just please keep in mind that we are all on a recorded line for training and security purposes. Secret, the reason why we're calling today is because our customer, they did a survey. They were under the impression that the product would be free as long as, you know, they pay for shipping and handling. Well, now there's been two charges that have been charged to their account. So they're just trying to get more information on those charges. Can you assist with that, Secret?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, perfect. So as I mentioned, the customer is on the line as well. What kind of questions do you have for a Secret?
May I have the zip code so I can get the account located?
01960.
Can you end the first and last name?
William Lynch, LYMCH.
Thank you. And for security purposes, could you verify the shipping address for me?
1 Northfield Road, Peabody, Mass., 01960.
So I see that you ordered our technical bag warranty bundle and the Priority Express on February 21st with you paying $11.94 for shipping and handling. How may I help you? And I also see that this account has been canceled due to it being placed on chargeback.
What's that mean?
You disputed the charges?
Yes, I did. That's true. Well, let me explain to you. T-Mobile had sent me a survey to take the survey. I took the survey. They evaluate the survey. If you qualify, you get a list of things you can buy, and they're listed there, and some of them have a cost on them, and some of them just have a shipping price. This bag was under the thing. It said the cost of the bag was you could get it for the shipping cost, which was $11.94 and $4.99 to get it over, get it quicker. Then I paid that last month. Then I get a charge for $54.95 from you for the bag. I guess it's for the bag, but I'm saying I was supposed to get it for the shipping charge only. And now you want $54 for it. So when I get it, I'm going to just send it back here and not accept it. I'm not paying $54 for it. If something I wanted for $54, I'd buy it hot. But I hate it when I order something and all of a sudden, a month later, you charge me for something I thought we got for shipping only. So I'm not going to accept the bag, and it's going to go back to you so we can take all the charges off.
Okay, so this was a welcoming gift for you joining our Consumer Direct Savings Store where you only had to pay the shipping and handling. And in the terms and conditions, it did state that within the next 48 hours, you will be billed $56.95. That starts your first month membership and gets you a $125 gift card to prevent all future charges. Okay, but may I ask, is the $56.95 charge disputed? Is there a dispute on that charge?
Yes, there is.
Talking to the bank.
And like I say, I'm going to send the bag back. When I get it, I'm going to send the bag back because I don't want it. I hate when this happens because it's a fraud charge. You guys, nothing in that ad said anything about a $56.95 cost. There was nothing there. All it said was you get it for the shipping cost. And now all of a sudden I get the charge of, and naturally it's a month later. I still haven't got the bag. I get a charge for this thing, and that ain't working. So anyway, I'm disputing all three charges, and I'm going to send the bag back to you.
Okay, sir. Well, due to safety guidelines, we don't accept the products back. But I was asking the bankrupt, is there a dispute on that charge?
So it does look like Mr. Lynch did go ahead and file these charges as a fraud, actually, and not a dispute. So I don't know if you would consider it the same.
Yes, I see where the $49.99 and the $11.99, the $11.94 charge was. Those are already placed in chargeback. So there's nothing that I can do with those charges.
Yeah, so the $11.94, the $56.95, and the $4.99, he did report those to us. The $11.94 one, I do show that one's no longer being investigated because it does show that he, you know, that one he's being held responsible for it. I'm sorry. So you're indicating secret. There's nothing you could do?
On the $11.94 and the $4.99 charge. But if we can get the dispute dropped on the $56.95, I can go ahead and issue a 50% refund.
You people are beautiful. I'm telling you, this is terrific. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to send the board back. And I'm not going to pay anything. You're going to take me to court for it?
Well, sir, we don't accept the products back due to safety guidelines.
Well, wherever it goes, it might go into cyberspace somewhere. I don't know where it's going to go, but it's going back to the mail company when I get it, and I'm not going to accept it. So that's going to be however they handle that. The mail company will have to handle that, not me. So I'm just telling you now that it's you're going to get the bag back. I'm not paying the $11.94, and I'm not paying the $4.99, and I'm not paying the 50 cent. I'm not paying any of it. However you want to handle that, that's fine. But I'm going to send the bag
okay,
back
ma'am.
To you. And
yes.
Whoop. Okay, so if we can get that dispute charge dropped, I will go ahead and issue the full refund.
Hold on, let me go back here. So the $4.99 one, you're saying that you could also see that one, is that correct?
Yes, that's already been placed in chargeback as well.
Okay. Hold on, let me see. One second. Hold on. One second.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so what I just went ahead and did is I canceled that. I don't know how long it's going to take for it to show up on your end.
Okay, so you canceled the dispute for the $56.95 charge?
And the $4.99.
Okay, so I won't be able to do anything with the $4.99 because it was already placed in chargeback. So there's nothing I can do for that charge. I can only do for the $56.95.
Okay.
Okay, so I did issue you the full refund of $56.95, and you should, let me see, and you should see it back into the account within 3 to 5 business days.
Who are you talking to, me?
Excuse me.
Okay, you can't do anything about the shipping charges?
No, those charges were already placed in chargeback.
All right. I'm not quite sure what you mean by chargeback. They didn't charge them back to me. I don't know. Are they charging back to you?
Yes, sir.
So what do you do with it now that you're not going to get the product? Going to put it in... I'm entitled to that money back because I'm not accepting the product. I shouldn't have been shipped in the first place.
Well, sir, there's nothing that we can do about the $4.99 and the $11.94 charge. Those charges have already been placed in chargeback.
Well, if you remember correctly, you told me there wasn't anything to do about the $56.95 charge either.
Well, no, sir. I asked, could we drop that dispute and then I could issue you the refund. I could not do anything while the dispute was still on.
Well, the dispute was the other two charges. Also.
Correct, and those other two charges were already placed in chargeback.
Sorry.
Is there anything else I could do for you?
Not right at the moment. Talk to my lawyer and see what we can do. $17 is not a lot of money, but I don't see why I should be paying you $17 for something I'm not going to get.
Sir, Secret says that she's already went ahead and she's assisted you with the $56.95. Once we're done talking to Secret,
yep.
I'm what we can do on our end, okay? Did you have any other questions for Secret?
No, not at all. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Secret.
Yeah.